Susan wanted to get on as early as possible, and most people try to avoid the 6 o'clock hour. But Susan is bold, and she's on the program this morning. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for being with us. Well, the governor has a big speech today. Tell us what we can expect to hear.
The governor is going to talk about infrastructure, and I think the biggest thing that he'll talk about is that he wants to dump the traditional gas tax that we have and move it to a tax on the wholesale price. Our tax revenue from the gas tax has been declining as vehicles have gotten better mileage to the gallon, and our roads are suffering for it because we don't have enough money to take care of them.
And when he makes this proposal, I know you mentioned he's already talked with some of the Senate and representative leaders. How do you think this will be received? And is this something that we could see legislation on before the end of the year?
I think the key is that this can't be a tax increase. There is just no way that the legislative leaders, the Republicans, will go for that. If he can sell it as just a shift, like he was able to sell his budget, shifting taxes from businesses to individuals, that might have a future. Certainly, everybody is concerned about roads in Michigan. If he can get more money to the roads without taxing people, that's a win-win. If he can do that, yeah, I think we'll see something this year.
All right. Will he discuss anything else other than this infrastructure challenge?
He's going to talk about letting local governments raise their own money for roads as well, try and find different ways for them to do that. I think he's going to talk about trying to consolidate functions. You've got a lot of county road commissions out there, a lot of bureaucracy, and I think he's going to look at ways to cut down on that so once again we can get the money into roads instead of overhead.
Well, and speaking about infrastructure, that brings up the topic of the bridge from Detroit to Windsor. Senate Majority Leader Randy Richardville is quoted, I read this quote from the newsletter online, that he's done when it comes to the bridge. Is the bridge a done deal for 2011?
If I were a betting woman, I'd say yes. But obviously the governor feels that he has some arrows in his quiver in terms of doing this through his executive authority, not going through the legislature. And I'm not sure what that would entail. So I suppose it's possible for him to explore his own options and us to see some movement on this. But even the governor has said that he wants a cooling off period on this. So I think if we're going to see movement, maybe he'll wait till his State of the State address in January, which is where he popped the idea to begin with.
Susan, I know a lot of your focus is on the Senate, but can you tell us anything about the House Commerce Committee's meeting today to vote on workers' comp?
Yeah, yesterday there was a substitute bill to Representative Jacobson's original bill, and both sides, pro and con, wanted some more time to look over the changes. We're supposed to see a vote today, but you know the main focus is on trying to change Michigan's workers' comp system to kind of cut through some of the red tape. And this is legislation that business groups have wanted for a long time.
Also on the MERS newsletter, there's a story about 69 local governments forfeited new revenue-sharing grants. This is according to the Department of Treasury. Can you tell us about that story?
Yeah. This year we instituted a new way that we give out money to local governments, which has traditionally been called revenue-sharing. The governor said, well, we kind of want you to work for it. We want you to put in place some standards in terms of if you're sharing services with other local governments, if you're making cost-cutting measures, then we'll give you the money from the state. And it turns out that there were actually 69 municipalities out there that did not submit any paperwork. So they're forfeiting, you know, over $300,000 worth of money. That's pretty sizable.
All right, we're talking with Susan Demas from the MERS newsletter. Before we let you go, Susan, what stories have surprised you, have really caught your eye the last week or so?
Well, I think that a lot of people have been focusing on a bridge. You know, certainly there was a lot of opposition to that from the Ambassador Bridge Company. There were a lot of ads. We've all seen them. But I'm not sure that anybody expected this thing to collapse in such a spectacular fashion the way it did last week, where it could only get two votes out of committee, couldn't even get to the Senate floor. There was a lot of drama and a lot of theater with that, so I think that caught even the most jaded of us off guard.
All right, Susan Demas is with the MERS newsletter. You can check out her stories as well as their other staff stories at MIRSnews.com. Susan, it was a pleasure talking with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.